from Nashville, Tennessee, Inside the Noise podcast with your host, Jenna Heidman. Here's Jenna.
For sure, the first.
All right, welcome back to Inside the Noise. We're here with Jacob Powell.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
You just released your EP last week.
I did, Friday.
Coming off the weekend, how are you feeling?
I feel good about it.
Yeah.
We've gotten some really good responses from it. The songs were already out, but we just packaged it as an EP.
Okay.
And then we're going to release more starting in September.
So, awesome, that's so
exciting. Six more. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm excited about it.
Are those songs unreleased?
They are unreleased, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as of right now.
I can't wait to hear them.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
So actually how I discovered you and your music was on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
My release radar, my Discover Weekly, like the recommendations.
Yeah.
You came up and I listened to Wild West Dreams.
Yeah.
I listened to that and I came in here and we recorded the home studio. And Marshall, your drummer, was helping me with the engineering on the podcast. He's like, you should check out this guy. He's like, he has this song. And I'm like, I think I heard it today.
So you didn't know he was the drummer?
No, before. And it was on a Monday. And I'm like, I think I heard it. I'm like, I think I liked it.
Yeah.
I was like, I do remember listening to it. And I pulled up my Spotify. I'm like, I totally listened to this morning.
Good.
And loved it.
Good.
He's like.
So Spotify's working. The release radar's working.
Yeah, that's how I found you.
Awesome.
But each week we start off the podcast and we like make some noise
for
something good that happened in the week or the month. And so just give us something to make some noise about.
Well, we just released that EP, and I'm excited about it. We did a live version in studio of Come Together by the Beatles, a Beatles cover, and we kind of put our own spin on it, and we've got really good response off of that, so really excited about that. We play that our live shows and stuff, and it's on Spotify also, but it'll be put on a cover playlist at some point, and so I'm excited to see what that does. I've never released a cover of anything, so it's kind of weird to do that, but it was the first time we ever got to go in a studio as a band.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so we all played and sang and recorded the whole thing, and it turned out really cool, so I'm excited about it. Yeah,
that's super cool.
Yeah,
I did watch it. I enjoyed it. It was cool. Yeah,
cool.
Marshall's actually showing me. He's like, look, there I am.
Yeah, I figured he would.
I was like, yeah. Well, for me, I just got back from a Warrior Dash. I work the mud runs.
Really?
So I go to different states, but I got back this morning and taught at Hotbox. And I haven't taught in 2 weeks, like kickboxing.
Yeah.
So my voice is a little hoarse today, but I was excited to be back.
Yeah.
Like, that's my good thing. Like, I hadn't taught in 2 weeks, and getting back today to teach was...
My girlfriend goes to Hotbox.
Does she?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Forever. She's been going for, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Have you ever been?
I haven't.
Now you're going to have to come.
I don't know.
Now you're going to have to come.
I don't know. Maybe. I'll try.
Probably know her. I've seen her.
Yeah.
I've been there for 2 years teaching.
No, I'm sure you have.
So I've been there for a while.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah, I feel like everyone we've had on the podcast has either been to Hotbox or their girlfriend goes to Hotbox.
Yeah, she loves it. She really does love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so before you tell us about yourself, I'm going to tell everyone about you via your Instagram feed.
Okay.
Which I really didn't find out much about you.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram feed.
Yeah.
I tried to do some stalking. It just didn't work out so well.
Well, we kind of revamped all social media.
Yeah.
So it's a little thin, but I kind of like
just
the mysterious stuff about it. Like, I mean, I post a lot.
You
but
do. And it's great content. I just
thank you.
Didn't find much about you.
Yeah. I kind of like it like that. Like, nobody really knows.
I couldn't
tell
you, like, you were eating tacos on Tuesday. Or, like, I couldn't tell people things like that. All I found out was, you can follow you at J Powell Music.
Mm-hmm.
You just released your EP, 7-track EP, includes the Wild West Dreams, the live version of Come Together, and then you recently played the Windy City Smokeout in Chicago.
Yeah.
How was that?
Unbelievable. Chicago's one of my favorite cities. Joe's Bar up there is one of my favorite venues, and they put it all on, and they take care of you, like, really, really good. So I had a great crowd, and we sounded pretty good. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
Barbecue.
Your first time at that festival?
First time at the Windy City Smokeout, for sure.
I want to go. They have
it's so much fun.
Amazing lineups. They do a lot of the Texas country, too.
Yeah.
And I love Texas country.
Yeah.
So I really want to go up there and see, like.
It was a lot of fun. But they had two stages, and they just rotated back and forth. So this stage would finish, and then this one would crank up. And all the crowd would move to this stage. And
that's
then this
awesome.
Stage would crank up, and they'd come back. And all in between stages were just little booths of every kind of barbecue and anything you can imagine.
Did you try all the barbecue?
Oh my god, yeah. I felt sick, basically.
Festival food's the best and the worst.
Yeah, it is.
I just got back from Country Thunder, and I had, like, fried cookie dough and, just loaded fries and stuff every single day. This week I'm, like, on a cleanse.
Yeah, you have to.
Awesome. Well, now you can share your story and give us kind of the rundown of.
Yeah. I'm from Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. It's only about an hour and a half south of here. Small town. But I went to MTSU and got a degree in music business. Actually interned at Sony ATV in the business side before I got started writing. And then I actually ended up signing at Sony ATV, my first publishing deal. And I was there for 3 years, wrote a lot of songs, released a little 6-song EP over there. And then I got out of that, and I've been at a company called Olay now for about almost 2 years. So, and that's really when I've started writing this new music and really getting into that vein and of music. And I'm really excited about it. Love what we're doing right now, and hope other people do too.
So did you always know you wanted to go the songwriter artist route? Or did you ever think that you were going to be on the business side?
I mean, I just wanted to get a foot in the door. Yeah. I always wanted to be an artist and a songwriter. I wanted to be a songwriter, first of all. Mm-hmm. I'd always loved to play. I just thought that was such a long shot, which I didn't have a clue that songwriting was just as hard. So,
right.
And just as tough to do. But, yeah, I've always wanted to be a writer and an artist. But I just wanted to get my foot in the door first, and that was the only way I knew how.
Yeah.
So I interned there and met a lot of good people. You know, I was actually how I got my deal. I was talking to a buddy that I went to school with. I had written that day at Sony. This was after I interned, and he got a job at Sony. And I went upstairs after we got done writing, and I was just talking to him, and they were listening to one of my songs in the other room. And I was like, I mean, this is like the third or fourth song I'd written in town.
Yeah.
And they were listening to it in the room over there, and I was like, man, that's me. And he was like, yeah, they've been listening to it all day. And I was like, wow. So they got out. I was just talking to him, and they got out of that meeting and came over. Ben Strain, my guy, got out, walked over, and introduced himself, and kind of went from there. And he wanted me to come in and play some songs, and I did. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. So it was a right place, right time for sure.
Yeah. But
yeah. It was a cool thing for sure to be. Intern there, and then no, because nobody even knew I was a writer.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to tell people, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. they were like, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, "I'm playing some music for y'all," you know. And all the pluggers got in, and I think I was the first writer to be signed after Sony bought EMI.
Okay.
So when EMI joined Sony, there were four new pluggers there, and like their first day on the job, I walked in and there were like seven or eight pluggers around, and I had to play. And that's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, so how does that feel like?
It's tough. I mean, yeah. You go into the biggest publishing company in the world and play for, you know, all the pluggers on that floor. It was pretty tough. And especially they were new, too, so they were kind of getting acquainted with each other and everything. And nobody knew who I was, even though I did intern there. I don't think they remembered me. But that's nerve-wracking for sure to play.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's tough. But it worked out.
Yeah. Did you start playing guitar as a kid?
Yeah, I started playing like 13 or 14 maybe. My stepdad taught me how to play. We owned a little country store, and I had to work there after school and restock coolers and whatever I had to do. And he always kept a guitar. He played in bands when he was younger, and he always kept a guitar behind the counter. And when we would get slow, I think we closed at like 9 p.m., so from probably 7:38 to 9, not a lot of people came in because we were out in the middle of nowhere. And so for that hour and a half, he taught me how to play. And then I fell in love with it, and I got better than him pretty quick. So, but yeah, he cut his finger off shortly after that at work.
Oh, my gosh.
At his job. And so he couldn't really play anymore. So he doesn't
pass
play
it
much.
Down.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got all his guitars and everything. So
that's so cool. Do you still have that guitar that you guys kept behind the counter?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a cheap guitar, but
right.
Yeah, that's probably one I'll always keep. I got a lot, but I have to sell and trade and do all that other stuff because it's fun to do. But there are two or three that I'll probably never get rid of, and that's one of them.
Do you want to play us a song?
Yeah, just absolutely.
Get off.
I'll play Wild West Dreams. So this one's on the EP, and I love this song, and I wrote it with Oscar Charles, my producer, who I wrote all these with, and Randy Montana, who's one of my favorites.
I am a huge fan of Randy Montana.
He's one of my favorites for sure. But this was Wild West Dreams. In my wild west dreams, baby, I'd be the one shooting whiskey in some swinging door saloon. Just passing through. And I'd have just told the one I love, California's calling my name, put on my boots, and say it's something I gotta do. In my wild west dream, I'd be the one that leaves. Not you riding off before the sun comes up. Not you leaving me in your goodbye dust. Like a tumbleweed rolling off scene in some old Eastwood movie. Not you underneath that desert sky, knowing you broke this heart of mine. It should have been you chasing me and losing sleep in my wild west dreams. Yeah, I should be sipping from a canteen out in the dry heat, free to roam like the buffalo do. Forgetting you, yeah, in my wild west dreams. Girl, it's just me with a chrome six shooter, shooting the stars, doing cowboy things out in the dark. Not you riding off before the sun comes up. Not you leaving me in your goodbye dust like a tumbleweed rolling off scene in some old Eastwood movie. Not you underneath that desert sky, knowing you broke this heart of mine. It should have been you chasing me and losing sleep in my wild west dream. Not you not looking back. Not you not hanging your hat. Not you taking off like an outlaw long gone, like yesterday. Not you underneath that desert sky, knowing you broke this heart of mine. Should have been you chasing me, losing sleep in my wild west dreams. In my wild west dreams. In my wild west dreams. Thank you.
I really like that one because I just envision like an old Wild West movie.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I love those old movies. It reminds me of like watching movies with my dad.
Absolutely. I want to do a video like an old Western thing.
Yes. That'd be really cool.
The plan, but I don't know if it'll happen now.
How did that idea come about in the writer's room?
Well, we had an idea, and it was something like Wildest Dreams, something in my wildest dreams or something like that. But we'd been writing quite a bit, and we had a lot of songs piled together to go through for the EP, and that this was one of them, and everything kind of had a Western feel and a Western vibe, and so I think somebody said, "Man, what about Wild West Dreams?" And it's like, I don't know, it's kind of an actual dream, you know, in this place that he's at in this dream, you know, it's a Western theme, and you know, she should be the one that leaves, or he should be the one that leaves, not her. And so it was a weird one, but I love it.
I love it too.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
Thank you.
Was that one of the first ones you released, or what was the first song you released?
The first song I released on this EP was That Ain't Me.
That Ain't Me, okay.
No, it was Loud. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Loud. Loud was first, and it was on the Wild Country playlist for a while, yeah. And it done pretty well. And then we released a couple more, and then I believe The Bridge mm-hmm. was put on Wild Country playlist for a little while. And then last was That Ain't Me that was put up on Wild Country. So we had three off the EP that landed on a playlist. So that, I mean, that was great. And we can go out and people know those songs because of that. So I'm very, very grateful for Spotify and John Marks and everybody that helps out.
I love Spotify.
I do too. I mean, it's really cool.
I'm trying to not be biased. I love Spotify so much. I'm trying to explore Apple Music too.
Yeah.
And I just haven't still.
I haven't either. I think Apple Music's coming.
I think it is too. And I think they have really good playlists now.
Yeah.
But I just haven't gotten into it because Spotify.
It's easy. Yeah. It's very easy.
And I just
Amazon actually has a streaming service too. That
my little sister uses Amazon.
Yeah, we have a couple songs on a playlist on Amazon too.
Yeah.
So I think both of those are coming up.
Yeah.
Probably.
Discovery, but.
Yeah.
I'm just so Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
We just started a playlist because we were with Artist Noise.
Yeah.
And we started a new noise for every Friday and then a noise makers for people we've had on the podcast.
Cool.
And it's really fun getting to go through the new music every Friday and try to put stuff in that people may have never heard, but music that I love.
Yeah, and absolutely. That's a lot of fun. I love Spotify.
Do you want to go right into confessions and do off the record confessions?
We can do that.
Do you have one ready?
Yeah. I was sitting in my truck thinking about it, because I forget words to my own songs on stage quite often. That is embarrassing, but not crazy. I don't mess up a lot, but I'll switch words. Nobody would ever know.
Do you just play it off?
I try.
Yeah.
But I think it goes off pretty well. But not everybody is gonna know every single word to my songs anyways right now.
Right.
So I can switch a few words
and play it off.
And play it off pretty well. But the band knows. My band knows, and they're like, oh god, here we go. But
have you ever totally forgotten, pulled one of can someone pull these lyrics?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. A couple times probably. I mean, we play a lot. We were, at one point we were doing over 100 shows a year, so. And, writing every day of the week when I'm back home. So there were new songs coming in, and it was just, there's a lot to remember. But I usually look at my bass player, and he usually helps me out if I need it. But if I ever get the first line started, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just, it doesn't click. And I'm like, oh, God, what is that word? What is that word? But it usually comes pretty easily. So.
It just makes me think of did you ever watch the Singing Bee karaoke or whatever that was on CMT?
Once or twice, yeah.
When people had to and he'd sit at home and be like, I know all these words, but I bet when you're on stage.
It's different.
Yeah, you just forget it all.
It's really different. I mean, you can sing along with the radio all day long,
Yeah.
But then if somebody says, hey, sing this Tim McGraw song or whatever.
I've probably been singing the words wrong forever.
Well, yeah. I mean, me too, but it happens for sure.
Yeah. So you've been touring a lot. What are some of your favorite venues that you've played or the most memorable?
I love Joe's. In Chicago. We've played there five or six times. We've opened up for, lots of different people. Cadillac 3 and Corey Smith over there. I love that place. I love Boondocks in
Springfield,
Illinois.
I'm from Illinois, and both those venues are in Illinois.
Illinois is a big market for me. I don't know why. It's just we had an independent radio station play some songs of ours. So we actually got to headline some shows and done pretty well in Illinois.
Yeah.
But Boondocks, I love Pat. Over there,
Boondocks brings in really good. They get that Texas country, and bring in a lot of those artists.
The owner's just a music lover, and he brings in what he likes, which is cool to me. So,
yeah,
I love those two places. There's a couple places down in Georgia we always hit that are a lot of fun. Saddlebags in Savannah is always a great time. Crazy Bull in Macon is a lot of fun. There's a lot, but those two for sure, Boondocks and Joe's are. Probably my favorite.
I have found that I don't know if it's just I'm from a small town in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how excited I used to get to go to shows.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing Florida Georgia Line for $5, Brantley Gilbert for $10 at the fair. And it's just like everyone there, I feel like, are crazy super fans.
Maybe, which is fine with me. I love it. So
there's a lot of friends I have in Champaign, Illinois, who travel to Boondocks, to the city center in Champaign, and they just go to every show, and they promote it on all their Facebook, and I have them up. Yeah. I was like, go into this show. Everyone come out.
We've been to Champaign. Have you? Is that where you're from?
A little north of Champaign.
Okay. Decatur, but is that close?
Decatur's pretty close. Okay. Where'd you play in Decatur?
Sliders or something, maybe. I don't know if it's even there anymore.
Yeah.
But that was where that little station was. It was 95.5.
Okay.
Something like that. Toby Tucker played a lot of stuff, so it helped a lot in Illinois.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love Illinois.
Are you pushing any singles to radio right now, or are you just kind of doing the streaming?
Yeah, right now we're kind of just pushing that Come Together thing. It kind of segues the first six songs that we already have released into the second six that we haven't. So that Come Together is kind of just a middle piece, and then it's going to flow into the next six. But, yeah, I'll play the one here in a little while that we're going to push. We're going to start pushing in September.
Oh, wait, do you want to play it now?
Yeah, I can play it now.
What? Which one is it?
It's called Silver Bulletproof.
Okay.
It's not out yet, but the first half of the EP is called Silver.
And is the other one going to be called Bulletproof?
Yeah. Bullet. So, and then that's probably going to be the first song we push off of that next six.
I like that.
Yeah. So this is called Silver Bulletproof. Had a barbed wire tattoo I couldn't wait to run through. It's easy looking in the rear view, I was gonna get cut. It's been a year full of weekends, still trying to stop the bleeding. And this drinking about her leaving ain't doing too much. I was hoping that these ice cold silver bullets would blow some kind of hope in this memory I can't lose. I've climbed 11 aluminum mountains, and like at 12th one I'm still blue, 'cause I'm shooting at a target that's silver bulletproof. First kiss in the driveway, crack a can and take aim. Every drink is a ricochet right to my heart. And this case of ammunition ain't even put a dent in. That night we did way more than just fishing in the dark. Yeah, I was hoping that these ice cold silver bullets would blow some kind of hope in this memory I can't lose. I've climbed 11 aluminum mountains, and like at 12th one I'm still blue, 'cause I'm shooting at a target silver bulletproof. Yeah, round after round, leaving empties on the ground. Got a half a pyramid built, and she still ain't going down. Yeah, round after round, leaving empties on the ground. I got a half a pyramid built, and she still ain't going down. Yeah, I was hoping that these ice cold silver bullets would blow some kind of hope in this memory I can't lose. Climbed 11 aluminum mountains, and like at 12th one I'm still blue, 'cause I'm shooting at a target silver bulletproof. Yeah, girl, your target silver bulletproof. Thank you.
And how do you drink Coors Light?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Bud Light's my favorite, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so my little sister, I'm going to pull up real quick. She got drunk one night, and she sent an email to Coors Light and said, like, let me pull it up. It It was funny.
You saved it?
Yeah. Well, she tweeted it. So sometimes when she asked me, she's my little, she's 23, so she's not little.
Yeah.
But she asked me one time to read her tweets on the podcast because she thinks she's really funny. Well, she emailed Miller Coors and said, "Let's think of something better than Dilly Dilly, professional architect with many business ideas. Let's talk. Let's make things happen. Let's blow the beer universe up. Let's come up with a shotgun with a slogan that blows every other beer drinker away. Contact me."
That was it.
Because she wanted like to think of a better slogan than Dilly Dilly.
Yeah.
And they responded and said, "Thank you for contacting Miller Coors. Unfortunately, we are not seeking any unsolicited business opportunities at this time."
Well, at least I emailed her back.
She was shot down.
That's okay. You never know until you try.
I mean,
that's funny.
I still think they need a better slogan or a,
They could have a song right now.
They could have a song. That's what I was just thinking. They have a song now.
For sure.
You
know what? Tell your sister to email them
again
on my behalf.
And I'm going to email them.
And she'll get a cut.
I'm going to cut this. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
If it works out, she'll get a cut.
We'll make it happen.
Okay.
Who'd you write that song with?
I wrote that song with Oscar Charles, Ryan Tindall, and Jeff Hyde. Jeff Hyde plays guitar for Eric Church. He's a great writer. Had a lot of songs that he's written with Eric that have been singles, like Round Here Buzz, I think he was on. Mm-hmm. Ryan Tindall was on Springsteen. Okay. So, really great writers. It was a fun one to write, for sure.
Yeah. Are you ever, like, are you nervous to get in a room with some of these writers, or have they all become more of your friends?
I mean, I used to be, yeah. And I'm a pretty quiet person anyways.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, everybody's so cool. And I've written with those guys a lot now, so not much anymore. But if there's a big writer that I haven't written with yet, mm-hmm. And you go into that room, you know, for the first time, yeah, that's... It's pretty tough. It's just intimidating. I mean, you know what they've done. You know what they can do.
Yeah.
So you try to bring your best stuff and best ideas and just be on your A game. But, you know, most of the time everybody's really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how often are you writing?
Just about every day when I'm
here.
How do
you have so many ideas?
I have a
you just have a whole list
of notes. I mean, they come from movies and if somebody says something.
Yeah.
Whatever, and I have them all in my notes, all these.
Oh my gosh.
They're just ideas, titles, whatever.
If I
hear a cool word, sometimes I don't even have an idea around it, but, you know, just a cool word coming in, you know, you can build something around that. So it just depends. Whatever I hear or whatever I see, I just write it down. Maybe something will come out of it. And if it don't, whatever. It just sits there. But
I would like to think I could write a song, but I don't think I could.
I'm sure you could.
It might be terrible.
Well, the first ones are always pretty rough. My first ones, I'm sure, were awful.
Do you still have any? Do you remember the first song you wrote?
I don't remember the first song I wrote. I remember the first one that I liked. It actually got me my first publishing deal. I turned it in. I wrote it by myself, and they loved it.
Do you still play it?
No, I haven't played it in a long time. I probably definitely couldn't remember the words of that one, but it was called That's How Boys Become Men or something. I don't know, something like that. But it was like, I broke my mama's heart into 1,000 pieces. I told my dad to go to hell once or twice. I've wrecked one too many cars, seen one too many bars. The neon light's the only light I see. Something like that. I don't remember that. But you know, I've seen some things. Anyways, that's how boys become men, to do all that other stuff. But that's probably the first one I really liked that I played out. And but I wrote a lot before that, and they probably all were not good. So
I wish you could, like, save the first one.
I mean, I'm sure I have some, but I don't think I'd ever pull those out.
Do you play any writers' rounds in town?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I have seen you've been playing at Disc Insider.
Yeah, yeah. I played that. I played that one. That name cracks me up every time.
I couldn't even say it.
Yeah, we played. I played that like a couple weeks ago with Adam Craig, one of my good buddies, artist. And he contacted me. He was like, "Hey, man, you want to play writers' round with me?" And I was like, "Yeah." So that was the first one I ever played there. That's a brand new place. But I play the Revival, Tin Roof Revival, a lot. I love those guys, and that's really good music.
Yeah,
really
I love Revival.
Yeah, it's a cool place. You know, played the Why Not Wednesdays thing. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Never been, but I've seen it.
Really, really good riders. Just really whatever. I play a lot.
Yeah.
In town. If
what are some of your favorite places in Nashville? Like, let's go coffee shop, restaurant, and bar.
I don't drink coffee. I know. That's weird, but I don't. I love caffeine, but I hate the taste of coffee. Yeah. I'll have one cup every 2 months maybe, but I just, if it's hot outside, I can't drink coffee.
Iced coffee.
I just
can't do it. Okay.
I don't like the taste. So I don't really have, like, I'm just going to say Frothy Monkey.
Okay.
Just because I go there for meetings sometimes.
Yeah.
I get some eggs or something.
I think all my meetings are coffee meetings.
Yeah.
So
well, a lot of people
coffee.
Do. Yeah. That's fine. I can drink water and have some bacon or something, but favorite restaurant? I love Nama Sushi.
I love Nama. It's, do you ever go on there half price nights?
Absolutely.
Monday and Thursday?
Yeah, like every Monday and Thursday.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. I love that place. We go there a lot. Favorite bar? I mean, I'd have to go with like Losers or Winners.
Yeah.
That's just where I end up most of the time. But there's a little place close to my house that me and my buddies go to called The Other Place. It's in Lenox Village.
Have you ever been to TNT's out there?
Oh, my God, yeah. That's a rough
too.
Place.
It is a rough
place. We've been there. That's the pool. They got a lot of pool tables.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been
like
a while.
Some, like, karaoke every
now
and then?
Yeah, yeah. That's. I haven't been there in a while, but we have been, for sure.
I haven't been there
but
in a while either. But
You should check out The Other Place.
I should.
It's chilled out. Lee Bryce used to go there a lot. Just hang out. They had a little picture of him, like, sitting at his table. Like, they took a picture of him sitting at the table and then hung it up there. The back of his head.
That's
going to
be you.
Maybe.
Picture of you. Yeah. Put you up there. Yeah. I need to go out there sometime.
I mean, it's just chilled out. And
yeah.
There's not, I mean, it's not crazy packed. So you can go in, sit at the bar, sit at the table, whatever you want to do. They have darts and pool and a little golden tea. So.
Yeah.
It's a cool place. And, I have a lot of buddies that from my hometown. Because, I mean, we're only an hour and a half away. So. We go there a lot and just hang.
Do you ever play any hometown shows?
I have a couple. We played, I don't know, let's see, 5 or 6 months ago, probably. We have a big carnival fair. It's like a regional fair down in Lawrenceburg. So it's like a 3 or 4 county deal, and it's pretty big. So we played that once, opened up for David Nail there. And I've seen George Jones play there and all kinds of people. So I think Luke Bryan came like right when he was little, like when he was a little little artist. But yeah, they've had some cool people come through. Beach Boys came through one time. I mean,
they got some.
Yeah, it's a pretty big fair for a small town, but it's like a 3 or 4 county thing. So yeah, we played things like that. But there's a little there used to be a little bar there called Halftime, and I used to play there every like Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because everybody would be home, like especially when I was in college.
And oh yeah.
So everybody would come home from school or whatever, and it would be packed out. It was so much fun, and I'd usually play Christmas night, or Christmas Eve night, one of those.
One of the nights.
Yeah, it's because everybody's home and
right,
and it would always be packed and a lot of fun. So.
Now, did you all have Blackout Wednesday before Thanksgiving? Have you heard of that?
I haven't.
Every time I ask someone, they're like, "You're crazy." So I'm from a small town in Illinois.
Yeah.
And every time we go home for Thanksgiving, we have Blackout Wednesday where you drink a lot
yeah.
on Wednesday night.
Oh, God.
You're supposed to, like, drink enough to black out.
Yeah.
And then you have Thanksgiving on Thursday.
To get you through it. I don't know. I have.
That's not a thing in other towns.
Well, we didn't call it that. We might have just done
just
it.
Did it.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right,
I don't
actually.
Participate often.
No.
I remember one year my older sister participated in a Blackout Wednesday, and she was felt terrible all things
yeah doing. I mean, my family, I have a huge family. My mom is the youngest of 8.
Oh, gosh.
And so we have a lot of cousins, and so we all get together, and they're all girls, they're all except one, there's one boy, 7 girls, and they're all the aunts, you know, and
yeah,
and then it's just so that my aunts would kill me if I came in hungover, my mom too. So yeah, I try to keep it tame.
Yeah, you gotta act right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a little game we play called Make Some Noise or Stop That Noise.
Okay.
So I give you a scenario, and you're like, yeah, that's great. Or you're like, no, stop it.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I'm going to be like, really simple things.
Okay.
Like, we're going to start out with, like, women wearing high-waisted shorts.
Stop.
Stop that noise. Why?
I don't know. I just, I think I dug it at first, but I don't know. I just, I feel just like, yeah, it's too much. Okay. No, I don't know. Just not my thing.
Okay. Dogs having their own Instagram.
Stop.
Stop. You don't
have you know what?
You don't
never
have
mind.
A dog with your own Instagram?
I don't. If I wish I could have a dog. I wish I had enough. I was in town enough. You know what? Never mind. I say make some noise on that. I like dogs. Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite kind of dog?
I don't want to say. I've had a lot of Dachshunds in my life. I don't know why. My mom liked them. My sister liked them. Something. I don't know. But I like big dogs, but we've never had. We had one big dog, but it just kind of walked up one day and stayed.
Oh.
So I love that dog. It was just a mutt. But
yeah. If
I had a pig, maybe like a German Shepherd or something like that. Yeah. I love those. Smart dogs.
German Shepherds. I like Labs a lot.
Labs, yeah. Everybody loves Labs.
I had a dog here in Nashville for 3 years.
Yeah.
And she was a chocolate lab. Mm. We lived in a studio apartment that was 400 square feet.
Oh, wow.
She now lives at home with my dad.
Yeah. That's tough. I mean, it's tough in Nashville to have a dog, especially if you're in an apartment.
I travel a lot.
Yeah. Me too. That's the same way.
I lived in a small place.
Mm-hmm.
She was a big dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Chocolate labs get big.
And she was rowdy. Okay. Nike Shox. They're making a comeback.
Are they? Yeah. I say yeah. I dig it.
Would you like get some personalized?
I don't know if I'd get them. I don't think I'd get them personalized. But
I feel like in high school that was like the thing was you were cool if you had like your personalized Nike Shox.
I think I made some online, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't think I got them. I just want to see what they look like. And no, I didn't dig it.
Man buns.
Nah.
Have you ever had long hair?
Yeah, I had long hair when I was in high school. It wasn't long, but it was like shaggy. I don't know what you call that.
Okay.
But
like surfer hair.
Yeah, but I never. It was never long enough to do a man bun. I have some friends that do man buns though, so I can't really say much.
White girl's obsession with coffee.
Well, I don't get it.
You don't get it because you don't like coffee?
I don't like coffee, yeah. But, I mean, I get the caffeine thing, but not the taste. I'm just not a fan of the taste of coffee.
I just can't believe that.
I know. It's weird. I tell people that, and they look at me weird. But
do you drink tea?
No.
Just water?
I drink a lot of water. I'll have, like, an energy drink every once in a while just to get the caffeine.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's mostly water.
Oh, that's the end of my make some noise stuff. Yeah.
game. All right.
I can think of some new scenarios.
That was good. That was good.
I don't know what else to ask.
Oh, we'll see. Maybe I can think of one.
Girls with tattoos.
Yeah, dig. Let's see. I don't know. I don't need to say. I don't need to say anything. I'll stick my foot in my mouth probably.
All right. You want to play us one more song?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is on the first EP, Silver EP. This is probably one of my favorite songs I've ever written. I wrote this with Oscar Charles and Dan Couch, and it's called Bourbon on a Broken Heart. Kitchen table, peeling the label off a can of Campbell's soup. Sipping a cold all alone, trying my best not to think about you. But there ain't much else to do. Sunset setting like clockwork over them trees. And I settle right on into my new routine. And I go from smoking myself Colorado happy, shooting straight tequila in the dark. It don't matter where I start, I always end up tore apart. Pouring bourbon on a broken heart. I pick my phone up, call you Nola, a little more salt in the wound. Like a knife twist, my mind drifts to you, holding somebody new. And while you're holding somebody new, I go from smoking myself Colorado happy to shooting straight tequila in the dark. Well, it don't matter.
always end up tore apart, pouring bourbon on a broken heart. Well, that stings almost as bad as when you said goodbye. Oh, but this burned fades, and yours is hanging on tight. Oh, while I'm smoking myself Colorado happy, yet a shooting straight tequila in the dark. Well, it don't matter where I start, I always end up torn apart, pouring bourbon on a broken. Yeah, pouring bourbon on a broken heart.
Thank you.
I love that song.
Thank you.
I have a terrible experience when I was drinking bourbon after a breakup.
It happens.
It does.
Especially when you're pouring it on a broken heart.
It was a terrible breakup, and I actually took a bottle of like $250 bourbon from his place when I left.
Well, there you go. That done. That's good.
And I guess I kind of deserved it because the first night I drank some of it, I ended up at South when it was still South, puking for like in the bathroom after
it
I drank
happens.
It.
Bourbon's that'll sneak up on you.
It was rough, and now I just don't drink it anymore.
Tequila gets me.
Yeah.
Tequila makes me crazy.
I mean, I think everyone's always like, shots, tequila? Mm-mm. I'm always like, yeah, and then I'm like, no.
I feel like everybody that buys shots buys Fireball.
Fireball.
Like, please, let's do something else. Let's do something else.
Everyone's like, you want to do a Fireball shot? I'm like, no.
No, nobody wants to do a Fireball shot. Ever. Ever.
Ever. Why do we ask that?
Yeah, do something else. If you buy a shot, do something else. Just switch it up a little bit. Yeah.
I don't even know what else everyone likes, like Vegas bombs, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can do those. Those are a little sweet, but.
Yeah.
They're not too bad. I'm just over Fireball.
I am too. I don't think I ever liked Fireball.
I don't think I did either. I think it was just a phase.
Yeah. Because everyone convinces you that, hey, you're supposed to take Fireball shots.
Yeah.
You're like, yes.
I feel like when we play or something, we're like in a bar.
Does everyone buy you Fireball
shots? That's what they do. Like, they'll bring them up to the stage, and it's always Fireball. Or tequila, which is both of those. I'm like, man, just anything else. But I take it.
Yeah.
Good sport.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah. Twist my arm a little bit.
Okay, where can everyone follow you?
Instagram. Yeah, Instagram is JPOW Music, JPOW Music. Twitter's the same thing. My website is jacobpowellmusic.com, and that has all the tour dates, all the links to get to Spotify, all that stuff. So, yeah, definitely check out Spotify. Check out the new EP, the new cover, and we got some new music coming in September.
What's your favorite social media platform to use?
Instagram. For sure, yeah. Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
It's
I like
easy.
Everything
I like
about
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I saw it was Jay Powell, I think of Jay Powell.
When I got here, people started calling me that.
I think of like, I don't know. It's like when he's a little emoji that blows up.
Yeah. Like the little cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Jay Powell.
I'm going to get some merch like that and have some Jay Powell.
You should. Do you have merch now?
Yeah, I've got some hats. I've got some shirts.
You were one of the Dome Hat 100s.
Yeah, the Nashville 100 thing, yeah, with Dome Hats. Awesome. Really cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah, that was a really cool thing they did.
It was. It really was. So, yeah, I got some hats from those guys, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
And I will definitely be getting some more from them when the time comes.
And did you get physical copies of your EP, or is it just digital?
They're on the way. I don't have them yet.
I'm excited for both of them. Like, are the covers going to
fit
together?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like it's going to open up, and it's going to be a bullet.
That's going to be so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The artwork and stuff I've loved, which Nada Taha, do you know her?
Yes.
She worked with Bobby Bones for a little bit.
Yeah.
But she started her own thing, and she's been helping out with all that stuff. And I got a great team behind me that help with all that. Because, I mean, I wouldn't know how to do that stuff.
I love, like, the marketing and social media aspects. Like, when you said that, like, this one's silver and the next one's bullet. Like, I think it's so cool.
I'm really excited about the artwork.
And I hope
like
people understand it.
Yeah. Well, maybe they will, maybe they won't. But either way, it looks cool to me.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
On Inside the Noise.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to sing us off?
Yeah. We can.
You got to create a sing off jingle. Or this is like your audition to be the sing off jingle every episode.
Okay.
That's the new thing I'm doing.
Oh, man.
Trying to find a jingle.
It's on the spot. Inside the Noise.
Yes, Inside the Noise.
I have no idea.
Come on. Putting you on the spot.
I don't know. You really put me on the spot.
Dang it.
Give me 10 minutes, and I'll come back and do it sometime.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
But I need just a second. But I can sing something on the way out, I guess.
Okay. It's a goodbye song, like a closing song.
Goodbye. All right. Here's a song that's going to be on the next six.
Okay.
It's called Vibe. I'll just do the chorus.
All right.
She left. She left that disco ball spinning my head when she left. She left that incense burning. I'm breathing it in that vintage dress she used to wear. It's hanging me high, hanging off that chair that she left. Yeah, she left it all behind. But she took the vibe.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.